Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In studio, our good buddy Leroy Butler. I was, that video that Mike Clemens did when you guys were in the room was so cool.
Yeah.
Waiting for the knock on the door, or unfortunately the phone call, but yeah. That was so cool. Just to kind of be there hanging out. And Who was down there with you guys?
It was organic too. It wasn't like staged. We just kind of did it. Antonio lives down there.
Yeah.
So Antonio was there. Of course, Gary Ellerson works with me on the big show with Baby Tosh and Sparky. And two of my best friends back when I was, a little young man in the project, two of my buddies, they drove up, and my wife, of course. I apologize, but my wife's birthday is today. So
happy birthday. There you go.
Genesis Butler. I got to get that out of it just in case one of her friends are listening on the radio.com app. Cover myself. Got to cover myself, Bill. But, you know, I say, Mike, let's shoot something. And he's covered my career forever. And we just started just kind of sitting around talking. But I think I know now a lot of things I don't know. Because one of the things was, if I can go back just for a minute, I was supposed to do your show. And the traffic. I was telling Joe this and Elmerfinger. The traffic, Bill, was so bad.
It was terrible down there.
Oh, my. I was like, I expected it to be like bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
But it was just.
It was a standstill. Yeah.
Oh, it was just bad. So I said, let me go down here.
For people that don't know in Miami, to go from downtown Miami to Miami Beach, you got to go across the causeway.
Yes.
And you got to island hop because there's little islands in between.
Right.
So you go from the island to the island to the island. And there's only like a couple ways on and a couple ways off unless you go way north and way back down. And if you catch the causeway at the wrong time, you just sit there. Nobody moves.
Yes. And you were on Radio Row, and to get there was a little bit different. So I was very disappointed. Because I really, in my mind, this is how my mind was. I wanted to talk to the fan base of Wisconsin as much as possible. So your show to me was paramount to be on. So I was very disappointed with that. But the NFL people, it's okay. I said, no, it's not. Those are the people, that's like your base, and you got to treat them right. And I think I learned a lot being there. Because I had an open mind. I really did. I had an open mind. I was going to enjoy it. My wife, she's never been to Miami, so we're going to enjoy the trip. But as you know, it's a lot going on down there, and there's a lot of distractions. And most guys, they treat you like you're in, though, if you're a finalist. Because this is my first. I'm like the new kid on the block.
Right.
So you see all these Hall of Famers, everybody with the gold jackets. But they take a back seat for like 3 or 4 days and let the finalists get all the shine at some of these events. We had some private events and some, I think maybe one public one. But I started thinking, can they lower the bar that, this is just me thinking now, like the thought bubble. Can they lower the bar and say a guy with 20-something interceptions is a Hall of Famer? I think that was that's what Dion was trying to articulate.
Yeah.
He said, y'all got guys in that may not need to be there. And then it hit me. I know, Bill. I know why this is a big year, the centennial year. They got the guys in.
Right.
And one of the guys was Harold Carmichael, who's from my hometown, played with the Eagles. I said, they want to get the guys in who's been waiting. They're not going to put in Leroy Butler, first-time finalist, because they want to do that with Troy.
Right.
It won't look right if Leroy leapfrogs Atwater and Lynch.
Right.
These guys have been waiting. He got to wait his turn.
They wanted it. That was kind of the sentiment.
Yeah, it was.
So
it hit me right away.
You always want to have hope. And you smile because you know you're the finalist and you still hold your breath. But and that was the question when I sat there and I asked, all these different people, because we had all these guys that came across the table.
Yeah.
And I would ask them all, do you belong
here?
And they would all say to a man, yeah, absolutely. But they all also cut pieces for you as if you got in.
No.
So all these guys are like, hey, Leroy, congrats, you belong. You know, I mean, there was mm-hmm. guys that went on and on about it. Mm-hmm. And I would assume we're going to save them for next year when you go in. Mm-hmm. Because next year could be you and Charles Woodson, Mike Holmgren.
Yeah.
Well, you talk about a year of Green Bay Packers. And then again, we also have to see the Packers playing that Hall of Fame game. But that's beside the point. But yeah. I think a lot of us know you're there mm-hmm. by those who are there that tell us you're there. But I think they said the same thing. They said it's just there's just a process. Everybody just kind of has to wait. You know,
it's two things that's going to be very disappointing to fans. The fan vote don't mean nothing.
No.
And stats, once you're a finalist, they don't even look at the stats. I think it's all name brand. Because now I'm the only all-decade member, first team, that's not in.
Right.
Now, they'll deal with that some kind of way. But Pete, I thought, did a great job.
Did you hear Pete's speech?
No. It was different this year. They wouldn't even
Pete Doherty, by the way, who presented you. Pete Doherty, who writes for the Green Bay Press. Yes. He was the one that had to go in front of the committee and speak.
Pete and them didn't know. Well, I didn't make the lad down to 10. But when they picked the five people, normally they'll do this thumbs up deal. They didn't even know that. So the drama started at 2 o'clock. Because that's when you know they were either going to call or knock.
Right.
So Pete had no idea he kind of knew that I didn't make the final 10, but he didn't know who was in. He kind of wanted to know that. So we were sitting around, it was 2:15, and Antonio ran downstairs. Now, you know, don't leave the room
because
you got to knock to get back in. So he said, I'll just ring the doorbell. So we had it all worked out. So he went to get his food, come back with his food. Clemens is like staring at his fries, like, I really want those, but he's trying to stay calm. You know, he loves to eat. So we're all just sitting there and we're watching the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because my wife loves the show. And we're laughing and joking. I'm laying there. And then we started talking about something. And then I said, well, let's turn on NFL Network, because something's going to leak.
Right.
Nothing leaked out. And about 2:43, Mr. Baker called me.
Yeah.
And I got it in my phone as the guy.
Right.
Right. So what I wanted to do, Bill, I'll be very honest with you. I wanted to make this conversation for him as quick as possible.
Right.
And as painless as possible. Because he called some guys. It's some shouting matches. It's some cursing. It's some disrespectful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mr. Baker, I'll see you next year in Tampa. He said, thank you, Leroy.
Yeah.
He said, now, do you want to go to the honors? I said, nah, we're good. Yeah. Wait, no, you can't. Nah. Let Steve or whoever's getting, let them get that shine. I can wait a few more years. I'm good. And I think it seemed like to him that was the most refreshing thing I can get from a player to say, I appreciate being here in the process. So once that's over, we did another video with Mike.
Right.
And I said, I was going to have the same smile that I had before I knew whether you're in or not. I was going to have the same smile. And I think the state of Wisconsin has taught me something. You got to work for what you want, and you got to be patient. Nothing's going to be given to you. But to be there, enjoy the process was amazing. I worked out a few deals. I kind of learned that from you, by the way. Joe. I learned that with Bill.
Yeah.
You walk in with one company, walk out with 10.
Oh, damn straight.
Because you're on a big platform, and everybody wants to be with you, and you just, there's a few things real quick I wanted to do, and we'll talk about that after the break. But one of the things I'm working on was my story. And I was approached by a couple of executive producers. They were like, man, we love your story. We want to do something. I said, well, I want to do it privately. I don't want it to be, you know, mainstream.
It's an amazing story. Why would you not? To go from a kid that's in a wheelchair.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would you not? Why? I mean, that is, you know, now, ultimately, you would love to see this culminate in you standing on the platform, putting on a gold jacket, unveiling the bust. I mean, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. But why would you not? Why would you not want that story that has been so discussed?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to do
it. Put into a big screen type of.
Yes, I want to do it, but I want to do it my way. I don't want to just like buy the story and then I have no control over it.
Right.
because I want to be a part of it.
Keep it as authentic as possible.
Right. There you go. And I wrote 10 seconds.
Did you ever appreciate what Ogden went through with The Blind Side?
Oh, no question.
You know? Because that's what this story is.
Yes. From a single parent, special education, special ed, my teachers were my heroes. Kids bullied me from 0 to 12th grade. I mean, all the way to having laser focus on making it to the NFL. That was plan A because there was no plan B. And being poor, you know, really half of your life.
Yeah.
To say, I'm going to do it. And to go, it was two things that I wanted to talk about as a young kid. And I know it's awkward if you're 13 years old. Three letters and two things. God and the NFL.
Yeah.
If you didn't talk about that on the bus, I wasn't interested in talking to you. I mean, so it's weird to go up to a kid and say, hey, man, you want to talk about these scriptures? Dude, get away from me. Leave me alone. Right. I want to talk about cartoons. I'm going to talk about girls. But I wasn't interested because those are two things that kept me out of trouble.
Yeah. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more on that because we're running a little bit late. But I want to go back into that. Stay tuned. We're sitting here with Leroy Butler. Go ahead and give us a shout if you want to. But got more with Leroy coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We are back. We are glad you are here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Neumel Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state beyond the borders, whether it's ED or low T, maybe feeling a little bit sluggish, moody, don't have the energy you once had. Go in and get your numbers checked. It doesn't take you but about 10, 15 minutes tops, and you're good to go. And then there's the all-in-one weight loss program. And yes, that works. All you got to do is call, especially this time of year. If you don't have anything else going on, just set some goals. Start getting out, moving a little bit, or moving in your own home. But it's not difficult to do, but you can't do it if you don't call. Call the medical experts, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Here in studio with Leroy Butler. And so you get the call. Mr. Baker says, thanks for making it easy on me. But now we got another year to wait, you know?
Yeah.
But does it? You know, they always say it changes your life when you get the gold jacket and you can write HOF after your name. But when you said it, they treat you different when you're a finalist because they know you're there.
Right. Yeah. You know? I mean, it was like Daryl Green is like, where's Leroy? I'm just so upset he should have been here. And Chris Carter and all these guys. I say, and then Derrick Brooks pulled me to the side and said, I'm going to keep it 100. Here's the reason why these guys are like, you got to get as many people who are gold jacket people in your corner. That pressures the voters.
Mm-hmm.
I say, so that's why Lynch is like, because you and Sapp, you guys, I say, you know, Reggie White is not here. Obviously, Brett, and then Jan Stenerud was there. I talked to him. He's just a nice guy. That makes a big difference when your teammates say good stuff about you during the week of, not before, but the week of my teammate, you know.
To the voters, to the guys that actually have the power, yeah.
Because if Pete calls up Mike Shanahan and says, I need something about Leroy, he's not going to say nothing because he wants Lynch to get in. He can't say about Super Bowl 32 how the game plan was to stop me and not Reggie White, and but been well documented. And Elway is not going to say anything. So you got to – you know, you got to work your way around that. I say, oh, so that's how it works. He said, yeah, man, that's how it works.
How much of a learning experience was this for Pete?
Oh, for both of us. We were both rookies. And Pete, for him, he learned a lot.
Yeah.
Because this is his guy. This would do more for Pete as well. Because I also, you know, God is good. Because my mom taught him, she passed away 3 years ago, and she talked about until you're a finalist, we're really not really having a great conversation. It's just your fan base get all riled up. But once you're a finalist, now you hit that clock, and the clock starts.
Right.
Just stops. I mean, starts. I mean,
yeah.
And then it stops when you actually get in. So Pete learned, I think he learned a lot.
Yeah. Now, does he have to present again next year?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's a good point because a good friend of mine, he's been a finalist 5 years, you know, and I feel bad for him. You know, I'm like, man, he should have been in. You know, and I was like, man. And then I saw Alan Faneca. I got been there for like 6 years finally. They do this every year.
Yeah.
I'm all excited because I'm the first time finalist.
Right.
And just But some of these guys have been waiting. And I remember having a conversation real quick with Isaac Bruce, who I thought, and I was having this discussion with Daniel Plucker, and we on the big show, who runs the best route, in my opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Isaac Bruce. People were shocked. That was my answer. They thought Jerry Rice, Randy Moss. No, I said best route runner. And I told him, we sat next to each other at an event. I said, man, you're going to get in because you run the best routes. But I thought once you get 1,000 receptions, you're in.
Yeah.
But he was going against Reggie Wayne and Torrey Holt.
Right.
As I was with 3 other safeties. So it was kind of crowded. So when he made it, to me, I said, that's poetic justice that I know sooner or later that I'll get in. That's what makes you feel good when the gold jacket people come up to you and say, you deserve to be here. But they know us. And then Ty Law was he was just excited. Man, now I know I'm going to see you every year. This is awesome. Because if it's a bag, you want to get in.
Is that with everybody walking around, even like Radio Row, but a lot of the parties we went to, we were at Jay Glazer's place, and there's a bunch of those guys that are there, and Ditka's place, and... You know,
but your name, hold up now. Your name just as big as theirs now.
No.
Don't do that. No. Don't do that now.
I'm not.
Bill Michaels has a party of that ilk,
then we got to go.
Don't do that. But you're just as a big, but you realize that though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
First of all, when it comes to, there was as much conversation about you getting in as there was about the Packers and the coverage and stuff that we do. It really is. I don't think people realize for us, it's great to bring the content. It's great to bring the interviews and all this different stuff about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and stuff. But for us as a program, it really does kick open doors.
Yes.
People start to really realize what it is we have here in the state of Wisconsin and this network that we have that's grown. And but it then gives credibility to all the stuff that we do, you do, your afternoon show. All that kind of different stuff. People start looking over that fence going, okay, this is something I need to pay attention to.
No question. This is like I said, that's why I was so disappointed. And you could ask my wife, I really want to go on your show because not only it's statewide, but it's nationwide with the radio.com app. But to me, I always wanted to think about the state of Wisconsin first. And I'm thinking, here's another problem. Name ID. They don't, when they say Troy Polamalu, they sit up, we know him.
Right.
Atwater, we know him because he's been finalist. We know Lynch, his team's in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I thought it was just Brett Favre and Reggie White.
Yeah.
This is the guy that started the leap. Oh, I didn't know this guy was the first 2020 guy. I didn't know this guy had 38 interceptions because being in a small market, you just get drowned out.
You
by
had so
those
many
two guys.
Personalities on those teams, though. You got Gravedigger, who was huge. Yep. Obviously, Brett, who just overshadowed everything.
Antonio
Freeman,
Mara,
you had a lot of guys, a lot of names. It wasn't just it wasn't like Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes, and then there's Kelsey, and then people. That's probably the average fan's depth of knowledge, other than the fact that Andy Reid got his first Super Bowl.
Right. Who started with us, by the
way. Right. But you guys had so many personalities. So you had to do something different. So the fact that you got the leap in your back pocket, that's something that forever is there with you. Nobody else can ever have. Nobody.
That's why I thought getting in would be great, and it still will be about the fans. The leap is about the fans. The fans. The one person that people take for granted is the fans. And I love them so much so that I jumped up and proved it. But I wanted that to be a part of history. And I just think that, and that's how we got into the old Leap Day thing that we're talking about. That it just talks about the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And we're the only fan base that can really do that because we don't have an owner.
Right.
So people with social media, they're invested people into what we do, and I appreciate that.
Real quick, before I let you go, so we sat down there and listened to everybody from Mooch and Brian Billick and all these former players. Jordy and James came over, former Packers. Mm-hmm. I asked them what this Packers team needed to do. We were coming up on the combine, then they got the draft, free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So defensively speaking, how far away are they?
Well, here's what I'll say in about 30 seconds. The Packers, I watch every play this offseason, or the whole season. Okay, every play, defensive play. Haven't gotten to the offense yet, defensively. And they have a lot of wants. They don't have a lot of needs. And the sooner you figure that out, then they'll know whether or not they want to offer money to Blake Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get another, you know, tackle down there with, you know, Kenny Clark? Do you sign Kenny Clark to an extension? These are the kind of things that they're going to have to figure out in a hurry, because when free agency starts, this fan base has an appetite for more free agency. Like, you spent all this money mm-hmm. for the Smith brothers and all this right. kind of stuff. They want to see more.
Right.
So as soon as they figure out what are the needs and what are the wants, I think they'll be fine. Because how do you explain 14 games? You know, it's just
– right.
So some people do think it was a fluke, but you got to prove that you got to stop the run.
You may win one or two games lucky, but you don't win 13 games lucky.
Nah,
you don't do that.
Nah.
Hey, I know you got an event coming up. What do you got?
Well, I think something we can only do it every 4 years, it's Leap Day, February 29th. I'm going to be enjoying something that – homelessness – is something that's always, I grew up in poverty. So I got a chance to meet with Bridget and some of the people at the Hebron House on the board. And we're going to have an event. It's going to be at the Iron Horse. It's February
the
29th.
Great hotel.
Isn't that amazing? I was there yesterday walking through. And
you ever stayed there?
Oh, yeah.
That top floor, that corner.
Well, I don't like elevators. Now. You know I don't go up there.
It doesn't matter. I would. You're asking Leap up there. But it is such a cool hotel.
It is very nice. And we're going to have so much fun. You can go to LeroySleepDay.com for tickets. We're looking for 36 people to donate $36. That's what we're looking to do. We're trying to stop out homelessness, and I want everybody to get on board and help me out. LeroySleepDay.com. Or you can go to my Facebook page, Leap 36. We'll have it on the show Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can just Google LeroySleepDay.com for tickets. If you can't make it, great. Just donate $36. All the money go to the Hebron House. I kind of think of it like LeBron, Hebron House. So I was out in Waukesha to meet some of the people out there. This is your backyard.
Right.
So you got to help people. Because my mom, real quick, she always told me the real heroes, when you help people you don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody can help people that we
know. Right.
But outside this building, how many people you're helping? So I really appreciate it if everybody can just help us out with that.
Leroy's Leap Day. That's the website.com. You can go there and get it and check it out for yourself. But that event down the Iron, anything at the Iron Horse is fantastic.
I think it's sweet.
I love that hotel. Summertime's even better with that outdoor patio.
Yeah, and thanks for giving me a chance to come in, too. I love it.
It was good. It was good. It's something that a lot of people don't get a chance to hear and go in behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty cool.
More. I'll come back again and we'll talk about that movie stuff I'm working on, because I think I'll give you some exclusive stuff on that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Because Mike Clemens got all that. I'll give you the movie
stuff. Mike Clemens got everything. Pocket. You better check, because that man.
I don't have anything to eat, so
right?
I'm good.
You never know.
Thanks a lot.
Gonna go ahead and take a quick break. That was great.
Thanks a lot,
Joe. Chatting with Leroy. Oh, my pleasure. Sitting here chatting with Leroy Butler. Stay tuned. We got a lot more right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.